Well, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to talk to Federal Premium Ammunition, learn all about Veterans Day on the Hill, and get an update from the Minneapolis VA. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
During the month of February, we celebrate Black History Month. This is a time for us to recognize a rich cultural heritage. There are memorable moments and individuals in Black history, which are also memorable moments in military history. In the late 1800s, the Buffalo Soldiers, an Army cavalry regiment, was known for its courage and discipline as they patrolled the Western Plains and fought in the Spanish-American War. During World War II, the Tuskegee Airmen, a group of African-American aviators, took the fight to the Nazis with an impressive level of success and bravery. Our Minnesota military shares a story with Black history as well. The storied 16th Battalion, a group of patriots who, in defiance of prejudice and an ill-advised policy, volunteered to keep their community safe during the First World War. Led by Captain Clarence Wigington, the 500 members of the 16th Battalion served Minnesota with distinction as the Minnesota Home Guard. It is in this spirit of patriotism, selfless service, and duty that the men and women of the Minnesota National Guard serve today. And it is this spirit that makes your Minnesota National Guard strong and always ready.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said at the opening, our special guests in the studio today are from Federal Premium Ammunition, who has a huge factory up in Anoka. And a longtime friend of the show and a good friend of mine is Dennis Angel, who is a Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine, and he's a retired Federal Premium Ammunition employee. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me here, Tom.
Dennis, Federal Premium has been, we're going to learn today, that a big supporter of a lot of different organizations here in Minnesota and also employs a lot of veterans and been up in Anoka for almost 100 years.
Pretty close. You betcha. A couple more years, we'll be celebrating that 100-year anniversary.
Well, we hope we'll be here to celebrate that and have you back on the show. You brought a couple of special guests with you from Federal who are still employed there, even though they pushed you out and you're retired now.
Would That's
you like
right.
to introduce them for us?
Oh, I sure would, Tom. Thank you very much. We have with us here today is Jim Persoon. He is our Corporate Director of Global Security of Federal and Vista. And along with Jim is Scott Collier. He is a Senior Operations Manager up at Anoka.
Jim and Scott, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
Good to have you gentlemen in the studio. Jim, I want to start with you. Corporate Director of Global Security, Vista Outdoor. That sounds like a pretty important title. How long have you been up there?
I've been up at Federal since 2005. When they formed Vista Outdoor in 2015, I became the Director of Physical Security for the corporation. So I don't only have the physical security for the Anoka facility, but also all the other facilities, 20 other facilities that the company has across the United States.
How did that transformation go from Federal Premium to Vista? Can you just briefly tell us?
Well, the transformation happened. Alliant Tech System used to own Federal Cartridge. They purchased Federal Cartridge back in 2001. And then in 2015, after Vista Outdoor, or ATK, Alliant Tech Systems, had accumulated a lot of commercial companies, about 40% of the business was commercial. The other 60% was government work. And in 2015, they purchased a company called Orbital Sciences to form a company called Orbital ATK. And at that point, spun off all their commercial businesses, which included Federal Premium, CCI Spear, Savage Arms, and several others as Vista Outdoor. And so I went that with the new company, Vista Outdoor, in 2015, as did Scott Collier, my colleague, sitting next to me here, and then Denny Angel.
Now, you've got a massive facility up in Anoka, and a lot of Minnesotans probably didn't even know it was there, but it's kind of the whole northeast quadrant of town up there. How many acres is that?
We've got 175 acres. We've got just over 1 million square feet under roof between the main plant facility, which is at 7th Avenue and Highway 10, and then our distribution center and corporate offices for Vista Outdoor, which is up at Thurston and Highway 10.
And Scott, you're the senior operations manager. Does that mean you know something about making and producing ammunition?
I like to think so. I'm in charge of the shotshell plant for about the last 6 months. Before that, I was a weekend operations manager in charge of all five plants under roof.
I've had the honor of touring that plant several times. It's a lot of buildings, and they're all connected.
They are, and the employees are all tied together. Each of them, most of them can work in all plants we have under that roof.
So they've been cross-trained, and they can move around. And they make a lot of ammo up there. I've been able to go through on a tour with Dennis several times.
We do. We make several million a day.
And I understand you served in the Army.
I did. From 1986 to 1992, I served in the U.S. Army in Germany and in the original Gulf War in 91.
Now, Scott, I understand that since you've been up there like 97 years, you've got a bunch of employees that are second and third generation working at the plant.
Correct. Federal's kind of a big family. My grandma worked there. My dad worked there for about 40 years. Most people at Federal came to Federal because they had family members that worked there before them and probably going to have family members working there after they're done.
This is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're visiting with some gentlemen from Federal Premium Ammunition. Scott, how many employees do you have up there, and how many of them are veterans? I understand there's a lot of them.
There are. So we have about 1,470 employees total, and about 150 of them are veterans.
Now, Dennis, I think you gave me some numbers a few years ago about how many 22 shells that you produce every day. What are you up to these days, Scott?
So we can make up to 5 million 22 shells a day. That varies depending on the demand.
5 million rounds a day.
5 million rounds a day, yes.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of 22 ammo.
Now, how is that sold? Does that go out to retailers? Does it go out on some military contracts? How is that ammo sold?
So we have several contracts that Federal fills. We have 13 active U.S. contracts right now and about 20 international. We have contracts right now that are not active. They're just open in case the military needs something, or ICE or law enforcement. Rimfire itself for 22 plant has one contract. Then the rest of the contracts are in shot shell and center fire.
So you do a lot of that, but you also manufacture some shotgun shells up there.
We manufacture anywhere between 1 million and 1.9 million shotgun shells every single day. Again, depending on the demand, we can produce at max, or we can send our people to another plant and produce a little bit less. We share the people between the plants, like I was saying earlier.
It's kind of amazing to see the shell and how that's all in one big, great big cone and pulled out and chopped and cut.
Sure. Yeah.
It's quite a process.
It is, and it's all interconnected. Most of our product is not touched during the process. It starts off as a plastic tube, and it ends as a shotgun shell in a case ready to go to the customer.
Completed and done. It's quite a factory and quite a tour to go up there, Dennis. I'm pretty sure I've been there 3 or 4 times, but you've given a number of tours to a lot of other folks that help support our military here in Minnesota.
That is correct, Tom. You know, I've been very fortunate. Several years before I retired, I knew I wanted to get more involved with military charities, and I'm very thankful to the leadership at Federal. They've been allowing me to auction off tours at military benefits. And yes, you've been there a number of times. I think you should conduct the next tour and give me a break.
Oh, I don't think I couldn't talk about that process. It's fascinating to watch. And right after the tour, it kind of makes sense. But 2 months later, I've lost it. How do you do that? It's an amazing facility. Some great longtime employees. You worked there a couple of times, but for many, many years.
Oh, absolutely. I started in 78 and left in 2016.
They didn't throw you out or anything.
They tried several times, but I had to pay people like Jim and Scott to get me back in.
The last time it worked.
Yeah, there you go.
You finally thought he's done, but now he's still back there giving tours.
Well, that's because I signed the first name on the petition to get rid of me. I was the first one to sign.
All right, now you got to behave yourself.
I will.
Well, gentlemen, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the products produced by Vista Outdoor, and I also want to talk about some of the organizations that benefit from all of the things that Federal Premium Ammunition does to help our veterans and our military here in Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today to some gentlemen from Federal Premium Ammunition, which is part of Vista Outdoor. And we have Jim Persoon here, who is the Corporate Director of Global Security, Scott Collier, Senior Operations Manager, and then we've got the Marine over here, Dennis Angel, who used to work at Federal Premium, and they thought they were rid of him, but he's still back there doing some things, and they're treating him very well. And a lot of organizations in Minnesota benefit from this relationship, and we're going to get to that before we finish this segment. But I want to start with Scott. Can you run us through a little bit? I mean, you've been up there making ammo in the same location for almost 100 years. There's a lot of brand names that Minnesotans are familiar with. Can you run through a few of those?
Sure, absolutely. So we make brands such as Federal, the Federal Premium brands, CCI Spear, we make them, as well as our sister company on CCI. We make the Estate Shotshell brand, and we make American Eagle. So, we make several others. That's just a couple.
So a lot of our veterans and a lot of our hunters are going to recognize those brands. I certainly do.
Absolutely. We make a lot of different ammo up at Federal.
So you're out there and you're making all kinds of shotgun shells, and you're making rimfire, and you're making all kinds of different brands, and you make some specialty items, I understand, for law enforcement as well.
We do. We've got several contracts with one of the biggest law enforcement ammunition providers in the world. A lot of military ammunition, but we also just won the contract for the U.S. Olympic team, for their trap shooting team, which is a huge matter of pride for us. Went out and watched them shoot. They've been to our plant. So it's something we're really, really proud of.
Yeah, Scott, one of the things that I was impressed with is you've got some ranges in the facility down the basement. So when you're doing a run, your quality control people pull some of that ammunition out, take it downstairs, put it in these devices, and they check it to make sure that it fires correctly.
Absolutely. One of our main goals is to make sure we never hurt one of our customers. So we check for PNV, pressure and velocity, accuracy, make sure we never exceed SAMI specs, never damage one of our customers' guns. That's one of our main goals. We work really hard at it. We sacrifice a lot of ammo putting it down them alleys in our basements to make sure that happens just that way.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to be down there and shoot some vintage weapons in the last tour or two that I came through.
One of the benefits of working at Federal Cartridge is to go down into them ballistics alleys and get to shoot weapons you would never get to shoot otherwise.
You know, you got to keep the Marine out of there, otherwise you won't keep up with the ammo.
Yeah, we don't let him shoot anymore.
We've seen him do that. Well, thanks, Scott. Jim, sure. I want to come to you. Vista Outdoor, most Minnesotans, I think, are aware of the ammo that's made up in Anoka. But can you run us through some of the other products that that you manufacture?
Sure. Vista Outdoor is an outdoor products company, so brands that are associated with or are owned by Vista Outdoor include Bell helmets, Giro biking gear, Camelback water bottles or hydration systems, Jimmy Sticks paddle boards, Camp Chef outdoor cooking, Bushnell golf, Blackhawk tactical gear, Primos hunting calls, RCBS reloading equipment, outers, Champion targets, the clay targets, and Bee Stinger, and the other arrow or archery components, and then gun cleaning products such as Gun Slick.
That's a bunch of fun stuff. Anybody that's a hunter or a shooter or gets out in the woods, they need most of that stuff. You're working for a great company.
Yeah, we are. And again, the advantage of working for that great company is getting to have access to all those wonderful brands if you're an outdoors person, and which I am. So it's just great. It works out great.
Now keep up the good work. We're speaking with Jim Persoon, Scott Collier, and Dennis Angel from Federal Premium Ammunition on Minnesota Military Radio. Gentlemen, if you allow me, I want to come to this retired Federal Premium guy, this Marine over here that we've had on the show a number of times. Dennis, I've watched you over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years help a number of different organizations who could make good use of some ammo, and Federal Premium has been very generous.
Yes, they have, Tom. You know, I wish I could sit here and take credit for it, but I really can't. I mean, I'm only the person knocking on the Federal door now that I'm not there and saying, look, do you want to help this organization? Do you want to help that organization? And Federal leadership has always stepped up and supported these groups. You know, and some of these groups, I got to tell you, one, of course, is the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, which I'm forever grateful I met you years ago. And
We've gotten you in plenty of trouble for that.
Well, what's been the beauty of all of that, Tom, is through Minnesota Military Family Foundation and their fundraisers, I have met so many other veterans or individuals from veterans organizations that has allowed me to broaden federal support for a variety of them.
And, of course, we have a lot of those veteran service organizations on this show, so we can talk about all the great stuff that they do. But one of them that I get a big kick out of is the Paralyzed Veterans of America. Those guys don't just sit in chairs. They're out hunting. They're out fishing. They're out shooting, trout shooting.
They most certainly are, and I'm always impressed when we have the Commander's Task Force meeting up there. Those gentlemen in those wheelchairs are down there shooting the same weapons as everybody else, and it's very impressive.
Jim, we want to, on behalf of the Commander's Task Force, we'd like to thank Federal Premium for the last 4 or 5 years. We've brought all the new commanders each year that state commanders are elected. We bring them up there, introduce them to the radio show. You give them lunch, and they go take a tour. And, of course, those are all veterans, and they like going downstairs to shoot. So thanks for having us up there every year. They look forward to that every year. And as you said, you've met those. You've supplied some ammo to Paralyzed Veterans of America, to the DAV. You want to go through some of these organizations that benefit and how they've used it?
Oh, absolutely. Camp Ripley, we're very proud of the fact that we support the Camp Ripley Youth Shooting Program. We've taken, I don't know how many thousands of 22s to Camp Ripley, supporting their youth team. We also support the Camp Ripley Norwegian Foreign Exchange Program,
which is going on right now.
Yes, it is.
And we're 100 Norway Home Guard up in Camp Ripley, and we've got 100 soldiers and airmen from the Minnesota National Guard over in Norway.
Oh, it's fabulous. It is fabulous. We've helped continue to help Trust Vets, and we know that Trust Vets is a website where you can go to Trust Vets if you're looking for some kind of a service, a product, and everyone on that site is a veteran. We also support Shoot for the Troops up in Little Falls, a good fundraiser up there. Of course, you already mentioned the Minnesota Radio Show. And then the Twin Cities Honor Flights. Federal, for the last 4 or 5 years, has been helping to sponsor those honor flights to Washington, D.C. for our veterans.
Let me see if I can figure out how that happened. You went on one of those flights.
I did,
with
sir.
With Crazy Jerry.
I did.
And it's quite an event where we pick up a lot of World War II and Korean veterans. They start out early in the morning, fly out to Washington, D.C., tour all kinds of things, including Arlington, have dinner, come back late at night, and it's just a wonderful trip. Those World War II and Korean veterans, they're just crazy for a day. You'd think they'd get worn out, but they don't.
Oh, I tell you what, that first flight, and by the way, Scott Collier was on one of those honor flights as well last year. But that first flight I went on, that was a long, trying day. And when I got on that plane, I fully expected everyone to take a little nap. But I'll tell you, those old veterans, that was like a frat party or a reunion in the air. Because
you're talking about on the way back home.
On the way home, yes.
They're singing. They're doing all kinds of things.
It was fabulous.
We went out there and did a show from that a couple of years ago, and those veterans just love it. And then, of course, we've got some great sponsors. As I've said earlier, we've got 55 radio stations that carry this show, and one of the early ones to sign on was Bob FM. They've got three channels where they carry the show, and every year they do a big fundraiser for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and they're right up in your neck of the woods, Federal Premium.
They certainly are. They can't be more than maybe 4 miles away. And Neil Freeman up there at Bob FM, they've been fabulous.
The general manager up there.
Yes. He's an incredible supporter of our military.
So some really great partnerships, I keep watching you going back to leadership at Federal Premium, and I keep warning you, don't ask for too much. But every year they come back and they supply the ammo and they supply some financial support. They do some great things to support the community here in Minnesota.
Well, I've had a great relationship with the previous leadership up there, and since I've retired, the leadership up there right now, it's the same way. I've told them all, I will keep asking. I'm going to rely on you to tell me no, and I haven't found a level yet where it's been no.
Be careful, Dennis. Don't go too far. Thanks for joining us today, Dennis, and make sure that you don't spoil anything up there at Federal Premium. They're a great partner. Jim, I want to just come back to you for a minute. You're the senior man from Federal here. That's quite a list of organizations that have benefited from the largesse of Federal Premium ammo. Once again, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Federal Premium. You don't have to reach out to the community and support the community. You don't have to supply 10 or 12 foursomes to golf in these golf tournaments, but everybody up there does, and we're just thrilled, and I'd like to thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure to support the military in as many ways as we do. We truly enjoy it and truly interacting with them when we have these events with them. So, again, our pleasure, and we're glad to do it.
Thank you, Jim. And one last comment, Scott. Keep making that good quality ammo up there, because Dennis is going to be up there pounding on the door, helping paralyzed veterans and all of these organizations. And we're counting on you to make sure that even the young kids that go up to the summer camps up at Camp Ripley benefit from this, because they get to, under close supervision up at Camp Ripley, get to try your ammunition and learn how to shoot. So it's great. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Federal Premium Ammunition, that was Jim Persoon, Scott Collier, and retired Dennis Angel on Minnesota Military Radio. In a moment, we're going to talk about Veterans Day on the Hill. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we've got a special guest in the studio. We're going to talk about Veterans Day on the Hill. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
President's Day, also known as Washington's Birthday, is the United States federal holiday that we celebrate each year. We celebrate in honor of President George Washington, our country's first president. George Washington was also the Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. He was a compassionate military leader whose courage and determination inspired his troops. His refusal to quit or give up made the difference between victory and defeat on more than one occasion. General Washington was devoted to the well-being of his troops. His convictions and his hope for a free nation empowered him to influence those around him in a powerful way. He not only voiced his influence, he lived it, and he exemplified it through his actions with purpose, passion, and bravery. As with Memorial Day and Veterans Day, President's Day allows us another opportunity to honor our country's veterans. On President's Day, we pay tribute to the brave and audacious Commander-in-Chief George Washington and celebrate all U.S. presidents, past and present.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Our special guest in the studio today is the Department or State Commander of the American Legion, and he also serves as the Commander's Task Force Chair this year, Daryl Redepetting. Commander, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. Good to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Sir, can you tell our audience when and where did you serve in the military?
Yeah, I served from 70 to 73, and I was a surgical technician in the Army. And I served both at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, and went through basic training at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and then I ended up in Alaska, and I made a few trips back and forth with returning soldiers from Vietnam.
And you're now the commander, or the state commander, department commander of the American Legion. How many years ago did you first join the American Legion?
Well, you know, my dad signed me up the minute I came home. So I've been a member of the American Legion for about 46 years. But I don't hang my hat on that too much, because I didn't get active with the American Legion until about 18, 19 years ago. So,
but you're lucky enough, your father served as the state or department commander here in Minnesota, and you followed him up.
Yeah, that's the first time that's happened in the state of Minnesota, and I don't think it's happened too many times in our country. But my dad was state commander in 1986 and 87, and he was part of my installation this summer. And dad's 92 now, but
had to be a proud moment for dad.
It was very well for both of us. It was a very proud moment for both of us.
Now, commander, as the department commander of the American Legion, it's tradition that the department commander has a project or two that they work on each year. I understand you've got a couple of them.
Yes, sir. I have two of them. One of them, if you're a Legionnaire, you're quite familiar with the name Legionville. It's a camp that we have north of Brainerd that we allow kids to come up for school safety patrol training. And we had a terrible problem last year with a bog that broke loose on one of the shorelines and landed right in the middle of our beach up at Legionville.
And you fought it all summer.
They fought it all summer long. One of the people that fought it the hardest was our State Legion adjutant, Randy Tesdall, who's a big outdoors person. And And so Randy thought that they were going to just be able to pull that thing away, but it didn't work out that way. They ended up having to cut it up into several pieces and had all kinds of bolts and everything and cabled it back to the side of the lake where it came from. So
did they stake it down, I hope?
Yeah, yeah. They put some cables on it, and they cabled it to trees and stuff. It was part of Legion property, part of Legionville property where it broke away from. And so we were able to reattach it back where it was. So,
very good. And next this summer, hopefully you're back to normal.
Well, hopefully it'll stay there. We had to close the camp down last summer. It just wasn't safe for the kids. And of course, a big part of coming up to Legionville is the lake. You know, there's swimming and fishing and all kinds of things for the kids to do. And we just couldn't have it. So, you know, it was some lost revenue because of that, and, you know, you still have bills to pay.
And the kids missed out on the summer.
Kids missed out on it, but a lot of the kids that were signed up for last year stayed on the rolls, so they'll be coming up this year. So.
We're speaking with Darrell Redepetting, the American Legion Department Commander on Minnesota Military Radio. Commander, just a little follow-up on Legionville. A few years back, they rebuilt a building. Is that all completed now?
Yeah, yeah. We have a new training center up there. We used to call it the barn, and it was literally an old barn. And unfortunately, the old barn started leaning on us and couldn't use the second floor anymore. And so, yeah, it was knocked down, and we built a new facility that has similarities to the old barn. It still looks like it, but it's all brand new. And
standing up straight.
Standing up straight. So it's a nice facility.
Very good, sir. Now, Commander, all in addition to being the Department Commander for the American Legion, you belong to a group called the Commander's Task Force.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain to our listeners what that's about?
Yeah, the Commander's Task Force is the state commanders, or in some cases, presidents or commandants.
Commandant. Yeah.
Commandants for the Marine Corps, yes. And we get together and we try to speak as one voice for the veterans of Minnesota. There's seven main areas, and they're all organizations you've heard of, the VFW, the DAV, the Paralyzed Veterans, there's Purple Hearts, yeah.
Marine Corps,
the whole list of them.
And you get together to combine your membership and set up some legislative priorities.
Yes, sir.
So that you can go up and talk to our elected officials here in Minnesota.
Sure, yeah. You know, each organization has some of their own favorite initiatives that they'd like to pass, but our best shot at getting these things passed are for us to all speak as one voice. So yeah, we've been meeting since last summer. Every month we get together and talk about it in preparation for our Veterans Day on the Hill.
A great way for all those organizations to work and pull together to help our veterans and their veterans' families and to continue the promise that we all got when we raised our hand and said, until death do us part, so we're gonna serve our country, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you run through those priorities quickly, sir?
Yeah, one of the main ones that we're trying to get, actually some of these are initiatives that we've been working on for several years. One of them that we want to get done first is keeping surviving spouses in their homes. Disabled veterans, their spouses risk the chance of losing their tax benefits when their spouse passes away. We did get it passed a few years back, but they put an 8-year time period on it. And so we're trying to get rid of that 8-year time period and allow spouses to potentially sell their homes and downsize to, so the 8-year law and to be able to change one time during that time.
So when a veteran and his spouse are married and he might have a disability and some income and they both get Social Security, and if he's eligible for a tax break on his real estate taxes on his house, when the veteran dies, the spouse doesn't get a raise. They lose part of the Social Security. You might lose the disability income, and they've only got this discount on their real estate taxes for a fixed number of years.
Correct.
And it's hard to pay.
It's hard, yes. It's very hard, and we've seen some of those spouses having to lose their homes and stuff. And
just a shame.
It's a shame. We want to protect that. That's our number one initiative. As I'm sure a lot of veterans know, we have two new veteran nursing homes that are three new veteran nursing homes that that are going to be built, one in Preston, one in Montevideo, and one up in Bemidji. And we have promises that those are going to be built and funded. So we want to make sure that not only are they built and funded, but that they have enough funds to staff them, too.
So that they can operate them. And of course,
so they can operate them
budget
efficiently.
For the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs
right,
budget.
Right. Those are the two main ones. We also are looking at our disabled veterans seem to benefit greatly from outdoor activities. So we're looking at hunting license and fishing license and stuff like that to try and make those easier for disabled veterans and get more of them outdoors.
Commander, we're just about out of time for this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event called Veterans Day on the Hill, which is going to be on March 20th. We'll run through some priorities and run through the schedule for that date. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Darrell Redepenning, who is the American Legion Department Commander and also the chair of the Commander's Task Force. And we've been talking today about a little bit about the Legion and his background. And Commander, we want to talk about a special event that comes up every year. It's called Veterans Day on the Hill. It's going to be March 20th this year?
Yes, it's March 20th this year, Tom.
Get some details on when and where, please.
Yeah, we're going to start. We're starting it out a little later. Last year we went first thing in the morning, and for Greater Minnesota, that was tough for them all to make it that early. So this year it's going to be an afternoon event. We're starting off with a free lunch at the Armory, about a block away from the Capitol, St. Paul Armory. That starts at 10:30. Then there'll be a veterans march to the rally. That's from the veterans buildings south of the Capitol. That will form at 12:45. We'll march into the rotunda. The rally in the rotunda will go from 1:30 to 2:30.
So and then they're going to have an opportunity once they get over there to. There's going to be a little ceremony, some speeches, but right afterwards they have an opportunity to meet with their state legislators.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they do. And we hope that everyone does. And we hope all the veterans that are part of veterans organizations will show up with their veterans organization hats on. The legislators always refer to this day as the day of the hat. So we want to live by that and make sure that everyone's well represented.
So wear your Marine Corps hat or your Legion hat cap or your VFW cap, but
anything.
Get down to the Capitol.
Get down to the Capitol.
If you live here in the Twin Cities, it's March 20th. If you want to go to davmn.org, there's all kinds of information there. And, Commander, there are some legislative priorities this year. Can you run through those quick?
Yeah, just to touch on them, and like I said earlier, one of our big ones is keeping surviving spouses in their homes. That's our top priority. We also want to ensure the long-term stability of services for veterans across Minnesota. We also want to increase access to the outdoors for our disabled veterans, and we want to ensure full funding for the MDVA and three new veteran homes that we have committed to being built and make sure that they get well staffed.
So the best way we can help is get as many veterans as possible over to the Capitol on Vets Day on the Hill, March 20th. Information again at davmn.org, and there's a special program this year if outstate veterans want to get together and talk to their post about getting a bus to come down together. If they talk to Trent Dilks over at the DAV, davmn.org, they'll pay for half of that bus.
Yep, they'll pay for 50% of it. We encourage the post to arrange for their own busing, but Trent can help with that also. We also kind of caution all our posts that this isn't a fundraising thing, so please don't charge people to go down to the Capitol. Trent Dilks will help out with funding on that, and we want as many buses as possible. I'm already hearing about some of them from Greater Minnesota. Duluth area is sending down three buses, so things are picking up with it already.
It was a big event last year, and we want to do even better this year.
We want to make it bigger and better. Yes, sir.
Can you run through the details of the day again for me, sir?
Yeah, sure. Like I said, 10:30 at the Armory in St. Paul, about a block away from the Capitol. That's when the free lunch starts. And then the veterans march to the rally is from the the veterans buildings on the south side of the Capitol. We'll march up the steps all the way to the Capitol. Then the rally is at the rotunda from 1:30 to 2:30.
So you're going to march from the Cedar Street Armory over to the Veterans Service Building, and then march. I'll bet it won't look like we were in basic training, but march up to the Capitol.
No, it won't look like basic training at all, at least not if I'm leading it.
And then take on those legislators up there and let them know that we've got some things we need to do to keep the promise for our veterans.
Yes, sir, and we've got some new legislators this year. We have a new governor, and so we want to make sure that that we're on board with all the new people right away.
More information is at davmn.org, and I think they encourage you to contact your legislator's office and make an appointment right after the rally up at the rotunda to go talk to them about the issues that are important for you and your post and the combined membership of the Commander's Task Force, all those veteran service organizations.
That's right, sir.
Well, Commander, we're just about out of time. I'd like to thank you for joining us again today in the studio.
Well, thank you.
That was Commander Daryl Redepenning, the Department American Legion Department Commander, and also the CTF Chair on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Ralph Huesner, who is the Public Affairs Officer for the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Ralph, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate being on the program. I always look forward to it.
What'd you do with the director today? Is he out of town again?
He's on annual leave. He'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, he's a hardworking guy. He's deserved a couple weeks off, and it's good to talk to you. I understand that you had an event last week called Salute to Veterans.
This is an annual event. For 41 years, the VA has celebrated what we call Salute to Hospitalized Veterans. If you've been in the hospital, you know it can be a very boring place. So once a year on Valentine's Day, we have a little event where we bring in VIPs. We had the ladies from the Minnesota Roller Girls, we had the Vulcans, we had service officers, and others. So we went around last week on Thursday the 14th, visited with veterans, gave them Valentine's cards. We had over 1,700 Valentine's cards from local school children, provided hats and pins, and most importantly, conversation to thank veterans for their service. It's always gratifying to see a smile on the face of someone who's been in the hospital. So it was put on by a voluntary services program, and we had probably 75 VIP visitors. Everyone is a VIP, in my opinion, who comes on their personal day to visit veterans.
You had to make the day of those patients in the hospital.
Absolutely. And a call out to the Minnesota Order of the Purple Heart. For 7 years in a row, on this day, they provide a prime rib dinner. So they raise the money, and that also brings smiles because hospital food doesn't always include prime rib.
Very good, sir. Ralph, April 29th of 2018, we had Dr. Aaron Cribbs on the show, and I understand that the VA announced that Dr. Cribbs is the recipient of the 2018 VA's Best Research Paper of the Year Award.
Yes, sir. As many folks know, the Minneapolis VA and all VAs do more than clinical care. Clinical care is our foremost mission, but Minneapolis does a lot of research as well as education. Dr. Krebs is a widely known expert in chronic pain research. So last year, she published in a very prominent medical journal called the Journal of the American Medical Association a study comparing opioids for pain with non-opioid medications, basically over-the-counter. This was a significant study because she found that non-opioids provide the same pain relief for osteoarthritis and chronic back pain. That's helpful for physicians. They don't need to prescribe opioids. Based on the attention that article drew, the VA research organization, research department, honored her with the best research paper of the year. It drew a lot of media attention, but more importantly, a lot of medical journals also studying pain cited her results. So we're very fortunate to have Dr. Krebs on our staff.
Great work. And for our listeners, if you go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, look at the April 29th, 2018 show. We had the doctor on the show, and we talked about the use of opioids and this research study she did. So if you listen to that podcast, you'll be up to date on it. Ralph, have you got any town halls coming up?
Yes, we next this week, the 21st in Shakopee. Background: the VA holds a town hall or a community meeting at every one of our community outpatient clinics. We have 13 of them, and then we have the Minneapolis VA. So in 2019, we'll be holding town hall meetings throughout the state. The next one is actually a community meeting open house at our Shakopee community-based outpatient clinic. That will be on February 21, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Opportunity for veterans in the Shakopee area, visit the clinic. We will have an interactive VTEL video connection with the Minneapolis VA where folks can ask our leadership questions. So, and after that, we will have at least one a month. If folks want more information, just check out the Minneapolis VA website.
And, Ralph, we've had Director Kelly on the show and you on the show for years now, and there was another news release that says the Minneapolis VA healthcare system is one of 12 facilities in Veterans Health Administration to be recognized as, quote-unquote, best experience site based on patient feedback. I just want to say congratulations. You're a five-star facility for 6 years in a row. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate your comments.
All right. Thanks for joining us again today, Ralph. That was Ralph Huesner, the public affairs officer from the Minneapolis VA Hospital. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Jim Persoon, Scott Collier, and Dennis Angel from Federal Premium Ammunition, Darrell Redepenning, the department commander of the American Legion, Ralph Huesner from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, Commissioner Larry Herkey, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we meet the new Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner and get another Red Bull update from Kuwait. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.